An injury to Clay Matthews meant more at-bats for Kyler Fackrell, and he had a good day at the plate. Let's take a look. Here's Fackrell right here, and on this play, he actually draws two Baltimore Ravens. But with two on Fackrell, that leaves none for Jake Ryan, and he gets a clean run at the ball carrier. Meantime, Fackrell, somehow, some way, has split those two Ravens, and Ryan gets the first hit, Fackrell the second, and the Ravens lose three on a big third down. Another third down we want to look at. And here is Fackrell in the middle as part of the Packers front they call NASCAR. They use it to rush the passer. And watch how quickly Fackrell diagnoses this screen pass. I mean, he is out into the screen before the screen is out into the screen. And he still has a full-grown guard to deal with, which he does, shoves him by, and he tackles Danny Woodhead for a gain of one on third and 16. One more play to look at, and it's probably the play you remember most about Fackrell. Here he is, and he's rushing the passer against a tackle who's 6'7", 330 pounds. You're probably not going to get home going through him. You're going to have to go around him. And watch Kyler. He takes off upfield to get the big fella moving in that direction. And then Kyler breaks it hard to the inside. And when it comes to foot speed, this is no contest. And another thing Kyler does very well, watch him bend around that tackle, and he sacks Joe Flacco. Kyler Fackrell, when opportunity knocked, he answered.
I felt good about the way that I played. You know, I think that's probably the best overall game that I've played defensively. It doesn't feel as good with the way we lost, but I think just for myself, I can take some confidence moving forward.
Kyler Fackrell arrives on the scene and sacks the quarterback